Stacy Hunsucker stood in the kitchen of her Mount Holly home, the warm light reflecting off the freshly polished countertops. It was a Saturday morning, and her two daughters, Piper and Willow, played quietly in the living room. Stacy loved crafting, often turning simple materials into beautiful decorations for the family. Her laughter echoed softly through the house, masking the shadows that loomed just out of sight. Beneath the surface of this happy family life lay a troubling truth. After giving birth to Piper, Stacy faced a barrage of unexplained health issues that left her feeling vulnerable. At a young age, she was diagnosed with severe heart problems, leading to the implantation of a pacemaker. She fought hard to maintain her strength, but the strain took its toll. Each day was a battle to balance her health and the joy of motherhood. Her husband, Joshua, a flight paramedic, often worked long hours, leaving Stacy alone with her worries. While he presented a dedicated facade, there were moments that hinted at deeper issues. Stacy sometimes caught him staring off into space, lost in thoughts that seemed too dark to share. Even in the happiest moments, a shadow lingered in Joshua's eyes. On September 23, 2018, Stacy was found unresponsive on the couch, her life extinguished far too soon. Joshua's initial grief morphed into something unsettling. He offered inconsistent details about that fateful day, sparking concern among family and friends. His insistence on not having an autopsy performed, coupled with the swift cremation of Stacy's body, painted a troubling picture. Days after her death, Joshua quickly filed for her life insurance policies, amounting to $250,000. He became a figure of speculation, his detached demeanor raising alarms. Friends watched in disbelief as he introduced a new girlfriend, Jennifer Elkins, just weeks later. With insurance money in hand, he indulged in luxuries, purchasing a boat and planning extravagant vacations. Stacy's mother, Susie Robinson, couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong. The disparity between Joshua's behavior and the grief she expected from a husband was jarring. Driven by her instincts, she filed fraud allegations against him, igniting an investigation that would peel back the layers of deception. As investigators delved deeper, they uncovered a web of betrayal. Joshua's inconsistencies, combined with preserved blood samples that would reveal the shocking cause of Stacy's decline, set the stage for a chilling battle for justice. The complexity of love, loss, and the pursuit of truth unfolded, revealing how far one might go for financial gain, disguising it as grief. As the investigation unfolded, Susie Robinson felt a mixture of dread and determination. Her daughter Stacy had been vibrant and full of life, and now her memories were tainted by suspicion. Each day, she recalled the small moments, the laughter during family dinners, the crafts they made together, and the way Stacy lovingly cared for her daughters. How could Joshua have turned into someone capable of such betrayal? Detectives began to piece together Joshua's financial motivations. They dug into his past, his spending habits, and debts. The insurance payout left little doubt about his intentions. As they examined Stacy's medical records, they found inconsistencies that suggested a darker reality. The thought that Joshua could poison Stacy felt surreal, yet the evidence pointed in that direction. Meanwhile, Joshua remained a figure of calm, his exterior unshaken. He navigated the growing scrutiny with a practiced ease. Friends and neighbors were still in shock over Stacy's sudden death, and Joshua's ability to charm and deflect questions created a sense of disbelief. He interacted with reporters, offering soundbites about his loving wife, but avoiding specifics. On a rainy evening, Susie sat in the living room, staring at a photo of Stacy and her girls. Memories of joyful family gatherings clashed with the harsh reality of her loss. She felt a wave of anger rise within her. No matter how deeply Joshua tried to bury the truth, Susie was determined to bring it to light. Days turned into weeks as the investigation continued. Detectives returned to Joshua with questions, noting discrepancies in his timeline. They confronted him about the lack of an autopsy and pressed him on the rapid financial changes. Joshua maintained his innocence, but his confidence appeared to waver. One night, while preparing dinner for her grandchildren, Susie received a call from the lead detective. They had received preliminary toxicology results. The findings were chilling. Tetrahydrozoline was present in Stacy's system, a substance used in eye drops, but lethal when ingested in sufficient quantities. The realization that someone could have deliberately administered it sent shivers down Susie's spine. With this knowledge, the investigation escalated quickly. Detectives began to focus on Joshua more intently, scrutinizing his behavior and searching for proof of premeditation. The walls around him seemed to close in as more evidence emerged, including witness statements about his spending habits and newfound lifestyle that raised further suspicion. As Joshua's world began to unravel, Susie found herself at a crossroads. The fight for justice for Stacy was more than just a personal vendetta. It was about ensuring the safety of Piper and Willow. The stakes had never been higher. The investigation reached its climax in early 2019. With the toxicology results in hand, detectives secured a warrant to search Joshua's home. They hoped to find evidence linking him to the poisoning. As they combed through the house, Susie waited anxiously at her daughter's grave, tears streaming down her cheeks. She whispered promises to Stacy, vowing to uncover the truth and protect her granddaughters. When the detectives returned, they brought sobering news. They found a stash of tetrahydrozoline in the medicine cabinet and receipts from recently purchased eye drops. The timeline of Joshua's expenditures, coupled with his contradictory statements, painted a damning picture. He wasn't just a grieving husband, he was a suspect with a motive. With enough evidence to charge him, the district attorney pushed forward with the case. In the courtroom, Susie sat among her family, the tension palpable. Joshua sat across the aisle, looking every bit the aloof figure he had become. When the prosecution laid out the case, they highlighted Joshua's actions leading up to Stacy's death and the financial implications of her life insurance policy. Each piece of evidence reinforced the theory that Joshua had orchestrated a horrific betrayal. The trial was both excruciating and cathartic. Susie took the stand, recounting her daughter's laughter, her warmth, and the love she poured into her family. Her voice trembled but remained steady as she detailed her suspicions and the evidence that had resurfaced Stacy's legacy. The courtroom was captivated, the weight of her loss evident in every word. As the trial unfolded, Joshua's facade began to crack. The relentless line of questioning forced him to confront the inconsistencies in his alibi. His once confident demeanor faded, replaced by a growing unease, and yet he maintained his innocence, attributing the accusations to lies and misunderstandings. In a turn of events, a key witness emerged, an acquaintance from Joshua's past. They testified to seeing Joshua with eye drops just days before Stacy's death. The final nail in the coffin came when the jury deliberated. After 2 days of weighing the evidence, they delivered their verdict: guilty of second-degree murder. As the judge pronounced the sentence, Susie's heart swelled with a mix of relief and sorrow. Joshua was sentenced to years in prison, but it felt insignificant compared to the life stolen from her and her granddaughters. Yet in that moment, she felt a sense of closure. She had fought fiercely for Stacy and her daughters, ensuring that their story would not fade into obscurity. In the months that followed, Susie focused on nurturing Piper and Willow. She encouraged them to remember their mother through stories and crafts, just as Stacy would have wanted. The girls often painted and made decorations for their home, filling the void with colors of love. Susie knew the road ahead would be challenging, but she was resolute. In honoring Stacy's memory, she would ensure the girls grew up surrounded by love, resilience, and the spirit of their mother.